The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The Milwaukee Bucks were 19-point favorites, but lost to the lowly Nets. Tony, does it get any worse?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Try hosting a show from your attic for 4.5 months.
Yeah, that's a little long. You got to clear up something.
Yeah.
Are the Nets your team because you grew up on Long Island? That's where the Nets were born and raised, reared. Or the Knicks, the sorry Knicks your team? Clear it up.
The Knicks. No. The Knicks are the team of my youth. The ABA, when that came to Long Island and the Nets played on Long Island, I rooted for them. But when they were folded in to the NBA, I was still a Knicks fan.
Okay,
I mean,
all right.
No. The
Knicks
were the
credit
team of my
for living, for declaring yourself with the Knicks. Oh, my God, I give you credit for that.
Well, that's really where I was. You know, we've gone through this a lot. Crazy old man in his own attic. This is day 106. In today's episode, the Marlins return to the field. Aaron Rodgers ponders his future. And some NBA coaches sound like they're done with wearing suits. But we begin today with Zion Williamson. He was on the court at the end of last night's win over Memphis. In fact, he played 10 of his 25 minutes in the fourth quarter. That is up from 0 minutes in the fourth quarter and about 15 minutes in the entire games against the Jazz and the Clippers. Zion attempted a career-high 21 field goals. He scored 23 points. Wilbon, the Pelicans were deliberately holding Zion back and lost twice. They held him back less last night, and they won. Should they hold him back even less from now on?
It depends on his health. And by the way, are you going to start this segment? You will start this segment with, I was wrong, Mike. I was wrong, Wilbon, because I told you.
Oh.
I said he's going to play at least 21 minutes. He played 25.
I told you
New Orleans was going to win,
and
you were just apoplectic. Oh, my God, Zion's never going to play again. He looked pretty good, didn't he?
Well, that's not true. I mean, I did not think he would play this much because you told me David Griffin, the sainted David Griffin, was going to hold him back.
Big picture.
Was going to hold him back.
Big picture.
Okay, so should they play him a little bit more in order to make the playoffs?
Depends on what they observe on the off days in practice. Depends on what the medical staff observes. And I mean this literally. I'm not funning now, Tone. Look, this kid's long-term health is what is of utmost importance to the New Orleans franchise. And I know you don't disagree with that, even though you love watching him. I know that's why you want to see him out there, you and millions of others.
Yeah.
But Tony, they've got to take the big picture. Look here. Look, I don't know. New Orleans, you're going to try to make the playoffs, get to the play-in game, whatever. San Antonio, even though they lost last night, I mean, San Antonio looks pretty good to me, and they got a track record, having been in the postseason 22 straight years or whatever it is. I don't know they can make it. You assess every day based on, one, his health, and two, your position.
I'm going to get to his health and dismiss it very briefly. He's got an enormous body. He jumps like a crazy man. Landing is hard. So I don't know if he's going to be any better next year or the year after because his body is so unique. I just simply want him to play about 30 minutes because I take the Adam Silver point of view to try and get him in the playoffs. What I want to talk about, Mike, is Memphis. If I were Memphis, ooh, I would be steamed at the NBA.
I'm with you.
Okay, I would say the NBA has targeted me to get rid of me to put this kid Zion in the playoffs because I was 3.5 clear and I was in eighth.
Yes.
And now, here's my schedule, Mike. If I'm Memphis, my schedule is Utah, Oklahoma City, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee.
L's.
That's 0-5, Mike.
L's.
That's 0-5. Here's New Orleans, Sacramento, Washington, San Antonio, Sacramento, Orlando. That's 4-1.
Probably.
So I think that Memphis is going to have to play a play. I think they're going to get
Tony,
shredded.
Ja Morant gave voice to this about 5 days ago. He said, what are they doing to us? I mean, this was they were targeted. You're right. This not, you know, both of us were on the record. We wanted the playoff teams, the 16 teams that had already qualified, to start the restart. And that's not the case. But you know what, Tony? The NBA has drama. They got drama on TV. That's what this is about. And they got your boy Zion because everybody wants to see him.
I agree with Ja Morant, but I would back off if I were Ja Morant, because last night he went 5 of 21 and 1 for 10 from 3.
It wasn't good.
So I'd back off.
Wasn't good.
Yeah.
It's your fault. People like you. People, you and your ilk. You demanded Zion. Now you got Zion.
You people. Yeah, okay.
Now to baseball and tonight's expected return of the virally embattled Miami Marlins. The team's healthy players are due to take the field in Baltimore after being sequestered in Philly for more than a week. Yeah. Team President Derek Jeter said, quote, "We expect to be competitive on the field, to have 18 players taken out at once. It's a challenge for us, but our guys are looking forward to the challenge," close quote. Tone, let's play What's the Word for a second. The return of the Marlins makes it a blank day for baseball.
I think it makes it a fingers-crossed day that you want to be able to continue the season. You want the season to have a certain amount of integrity. They got 18 players missing. You, even if they're using farmhands and reserves, can you hold the fort until the other players get back? I think that's what baseball is hoping for, and perhaps it provides a roadmap for the Cardinals or some other team when there's another outbreak. Yeah. But, yeah, I'd say fingers crossed.
Cardinals or some other team leads me to say it's a day that ends in Y for baseball. I mean, this is, you know, sort of the norm. At least it has been for the first 2 weeks of baseball's season.
Yes.
And there's no real reason to presume that baseball's not going to have more of this. I hope they have none of it. But you can't presume that it's not going to happen, Tony, given what we've seen for 2 weeks, not even 2 full weeks yet. So, I don't know that if it provides a blueprint. I think each team will be different. The circumstance will be different. Where that team resides makes it different. But, man, you look at what baseball has to do to the schedule. And, yes, I agree with you about fingers crossed. Because right now, if you're Rob Manfred and you've run out there and publicly said, "I'm not a quitter, we're not quitters." I mean, you know, you put some pressure on yourself to deliver a season no matter what.
That's what baseball's trying to do.
I know.
Baseball is trying to press on, get as many games in as they have. They probably realize not everybody's going to play 60. You look at Miami, they've missed a whole bunch already. If somebody else in the East has an outbreak, they're going to miss more games.
Yeah.
They may come in at 45. What you can't have is Miami at the end of the season at 2-1 saying our percentage is good and we want to be in the playoffs.
No, you can't.
Derek Jeter, I just want to read you the one Jeter quote. "The entire traveling party got a little too comfortable. We know they don't want to be in a bubble, Mike."
Right.
But that's an admission that, you know, you've got to toe the line more than they've done if
vigilant.
You want to actually play the games.
By the way.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of admission, did I just hear you say that somebody may play 45? Something you assailed me for saying on day one of this baseball thing when I said to you, percentages.
Because I don't want it.
Okay.
I want them all to play equally, but you got to get to a certain threshold number. You can't have a team play 15 and go 11-4 and say we're in. It doesn't work that way.
I'm good with the Cubs being 8-2 right now. We can just take some time, kick back.
Let's move to the NFL. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that even though the team drafted quarterback Jordan Love in the first round, he envisions Aaron Rodgers being the team's quarterback, quote, for a really long time. To which Rodgers responded yesterday, quote, "I think if I retire on the team's timeline, then all is well. If they're looking to move on before I'm done playing, there becomes an impasse at that point," unquote. Wilbon, does it sound to you like Rodgers is at peace with his place on the Packers?
Yeah, he's at peace. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is that guy. Does Aaron Rodgers ever look like he's a dude who's going to get ruffled? No, he doesn't. And so he's not. He knows there'll be other teams out there. There'll be, 20 teams who want him. If the Packers want to move on from him and after these next couple of seasons, there'll be a lot of teams out there that want Aaron Rodgers. And so, but I listen to Matt LaFleur and I'm like, please stop. Don't say a really long time, because you don't draft a guy when you drafted Mr. Love so he can sit for a really long time. We've already got an example of this. Hello, in Green Bay, Favre and Rodgers. So stop. Just stop telling us this garbage about really long time. What's a really long time? A season and a half? Because, Tony, they're going to want to put Love out there, and Rodgers is going to say, fine, go ahead. Bye. Bye-bye.
So the day after the draft, I sat not in my attic, but on the set, I believe, or maybe I was in my attic for all I know. And I told you that this meant that Aaron Rodgers' days with the Green Bay Packers were over. And you said, really? You really think it's that extreme?
Well, not over, but dwindling.
They're over. That doesn't mean tomorrow, but Aaron Rodgers, with what he just said, which was passive aggressive, he basically said, start thinking about trading me now. And the whole key to the Packers is Jordan Love. What if he's not great?
Yeah.
What if he's a career backup? Because Aaron Rodgers is not, you're going to have to crawl back to Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know that he's going to talk to you. Aaron Rodgers is a lot like Tom Brady and Michael Jordan, and that every single slight that ever happened to him publicly, he's aware of it.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pay for it. So I think you and I are in agreement that he doesn't want to be with Green Bay at this point.
Well, Tony, here's the question. Can the Packers play and be productive? Can they be a great team with this hanging over their heads? And everybody can start camp and say, oh, we're just going to do our jobs. No, no, no. It doesn't work that way. We've seen this. We know what happens when what they used to call a bonus baby comes into a locker room and the star is still there.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of great locker rooms and Hall of Fame players have had issues and they've had to part company. We remember this with Steve Young and Joe Montana. I know I was in that room sometimes, and it was like, oh, my God, this is frosty. What's going to happen? Do you think the Packers can get through a great season in 2020, if there is one, with Aaron Rodgers?
No,
you don't think so?
I'm not sure of that. I am sure of this, that it takes an egomaniac to move up to draft a quarterback when you've got Aaron Rodgers.
I agree.
That's insane. Let's take a break. Coming up, could NBA coaches really swear off suits for athleisure wear?
Please don't do that. And later, does wrapping up the number one seed really mean anything in this NBA bubble?
I just learned this word, athleisure wear.
Athleisure.
I was unfamiliar with it.
Yeah.
I was unfamiliar with
it. Yeah.
Do you have athleisure clothing?
Yeah, I do. Golf wear.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Zach Lowe of ESPN wrote about the new fashion look of NBA coaches in the bubble. They're wearing slacks and polo shirts to coach.
No, it's
the actual
terrible.
NBA coach's dress code under normal conditions is suit jacket and a collared dress shirt, tie optional. Lowe says a lot of coaches would cheerfully opt for this new casual look, including Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr, and Eric Spoelstra, who among them have 10 championships. Wilbon, you are a very stylish
Thank
fellow.
You.
Would you object to allowing this new casual look for coaches?
Yes, I would object to it. It should be called the Pat Riley rule because he's the greatest dress coach ever. Remember when guys like Larry Brown, Mike Ditka, Tom Landry, Lombardi, Coach Daly, Lenny Wilkins, they dressed. They looked good. You wanted to see what they had on when they came to the arena. Tony, now basketball coaches in the main, they don't dress. And this has been taken over by international football coaches, meaning soccer coaches. Pep Guardiola, Manchester City's manager. Diego Simeone, Atletico Madrid's manager. Antonio Conte, Inter Milan's manager. Because Jay Wright is like the last guy left in basketball. You don't just give this over to Europe and beyond. Come on, basketball coaches. What are you doing, man? Put some clothes on. Pat Riley should have a conference call and say, get dressed. Stop wearing these stupid golf shirts on the sideline.
I am so impressed with the research you have done. Did you say Pep Guardiola? Did
yes.
I get that name
yes.
right? That, I'm very impressed by that. Let me say that when I see this look, to me it looks like summer league. To me,
yes,
to me it looks
it
like
does.
JV. I don't like this. I'm not going to object to it because I'm not a big dress code guy unless it's necessary. But I will tell you that I have tried over the years to wear a sweater and an open collared shirt, and I've done that once in a while. But even in my attic, it doesn't really feel right. I went back to the tie. When I look at people, men on TV, and they're wearing T-shirts, that's not for me. That, like, dress like an adult.
At least a jacket. A jacket.
I don't like it.
It's not
casual. I just don't like
Friday
it.
All of a sudden. You know what? The NBA has produced some of the best dressed guys on television. Tony, Magic still looks great every time he appears. John yeah. Barry, Isaiah Thomas, Steve Smith, Grant Hill. These guys are from a different generation. I get it. But I don't want to see casual Friday 7 days a week. Come on. Guys like Eric Spoelstra, when he gets dressed, Eric Spoelstra's great looking. He looks great
yeah.
in suits, whether he has a tie or not. There's a whole bunch of coaches that can do that. Riley, Coach Riley, get on the phone. Don't let this happen.
Let me make two points here, two quick points. One is the NFL took a real step backwards when they
yes,
forced their coaches
they
to wear
did.
The team colors. And,
yeah.
and it's junk. I remember Jack Del Rio at Jacksonville had to ask the league for permission to wear a suit and tie. You should never have to do
no.
that. I will say, if they go casual, I don't know that your boy Tibbs is going to look good in
Tibbs
a polo
wears
shirt.
A jacket. Tibbs wears
yeah,
a jacket
if,
now.
If Stan Van ever comes back to the league, God help us if he wears polo shirts. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Rafael Nadal decides against playing in the U.S. Open. Will others follow his lead?
And is there any reason to be suspicious about Katie Ledecky swimming the length of a pool while balancing a glass of chocolate milk on her head? Did not spill a drop. Not a drop.
Yeah. Katie Ledecky's local for us, and
yes,
we love her.
We do.
We do. We love her.
Cheer for Katie Ledecky.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 58th birthday, Roger Clemens. Like Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens is not in the Hall of Fame because he is presumed to have used performance-enhancing drugs. And like Bonds, Clemens had numbers far beyond mortal men. The Rocket finished with 354 wins and 184 losses. That's plus 170. His lifetime ERA is 3.12. His 4,672 strikeouts are third all-time, behind only Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson. But the number that stands out most is 7 Cy Youngs. Nobody else has more than 5. Clemens won 3 Cys in Boston, 2 in Toronto, and 1 each with the Yankees and the Astros. He was a great pitcher wherever he went. He won 2 World Series with the Yankees. He had 2 20-strikeout games. He was the AL MVP in 1986, It is rare for a starting pitcher to win the MVP. In the last 35 years, there's only Clemens in Boston, Justin Verlander in Detroit, and Clayton Kershaw in Los Angeles. By any objective measure, Clemens belongs in Cooperstown, but neither he nor Bonds appears likely to get in before their eligibility runs out in 2022.
Tony, if the topic is right-handed pitchers, since Gibson, it's either Maddux or Clemens. You can take your pick, and they're so close in terms of credentials, you can't be wrong. But when Clemens walks in a locker room, and I've been in a locker room, a golf locker room, playing, actually, when Clemens walks in as a player, the room stops. Even when there are other Hall of Famers all around the room, Clemens is a big, strong, overpowering, charismatic athlete. And you just go, wow, Roger Clemens.
Happy anniversary, Nolan Ryan. Apparently, it's righties born in Texas Day. First Clemens, now Ryan. On this day 27 years ago at age 46, Ryan gave Robin Ventura a beatdown after Ventura charged the mound to avenge being plunked. What is far less visible to baseball fans is that 13 years to the day before the Ventura incident, Ryan went up and in to Dave Winfield, and Winfield charged the mound and threw a wild right hand at Ryan. Pay careful attention to the uniforms they are wearing. The Padres in their monk brown and the Astros rainbow pizza look. After this incident, Ryan vowed, quote, "If anyone else comes out to the mound, I'm not gonna be passive about it. They're coming out with the intent to hurt you, and you have to protect yourself." My guess is that Ventura didn't know Ryan's feelings, or else he'd have known not to run out there and find out the hard way that Ryan meant business.
I love Robin Ventura, but Dave Winfield is a person of Nolan Ryan's stature. Dave Winfield out there, notice, Winfield out there went out there with a bat. He's got all these guys surrounding him. He went out there with his bat, and he dropped it when he threw the first punch. I've gotten to know Dave Winfield later after his athletic career, and he's just, Tony, you know this because you knew Dave Winfield as a player. I love being around Dave Winfield. Great storyteller. Just seems like a fine person.
Large man.
Yes, he
basketball
is.
Dave player.
Winfield, 6'6". Not 6'8".
Oh,
six, bigger. I'm going to go with 6'6".
Oh, I thought it was 6'8". We'll look that up. Happy trails to any spilled milk for Katie Ledecky. As you can see in this video, Bethesda's own Katie Ledecky, the sensational five-time Olympic gold medal swimmer, put on a snorkel so she could breathe without coming up for air and swam the length of a 50-meter pool with a glass of chocolate milk
Unreal.
Balanced on her head and did not spill a single drop. Now, this may turn out to be another ad for Got Milk, which might raise your suspicions of authenticity. Maybe the video was doctored. Maybe the glass was Velcroed to her head. Maybe there's an invisible cap on the glass so it can't spill. But if it's real, and I think it's real because I know her and I know the family, then it's absolutely amazing. The milk is in a glass on her head. She swims, it does not spill. You don't have to worry about crying over it because it doesn't spill. I can't walk from my kitchen table to the sink without spilling something.
How old do you think Katie was the first time she did that? 8? 9, 10 years old, max 12.
It's amazing.
She's done that before. The question is, when is the last time she did it before she did it in the video? That's extraordinary. You got to presume Michael Phelps can do that too, right?
I guess.
Right?
I guess. One clarification, Dave Winfield is 6'6".
See, of course.
Right, Wilbon.
I'm always right.
One omission, Astros closer Roberto Osuna might need Tommy John surgery. He's looking for a second opinion, and we go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Rafael Nadal says he won't play in the U.S. Open due to virus concerns. Your thoughts?
Tony, this opens it up a wide path it was seen for Djokovic, right? I mean, the Joker's in the tournament field. At least we're told he's going to be now. The Lakers locked up the number one seed in the West. Is this significant?
No, because there's no home court advantage on a neutral side. I mean, you get to play the 8 instead of somebody else, but no. Connor McDavid had a hat trick as the Oilers evened up things against your Blackhawks. You had to be impressed with that.
Yeah, I watched. I watched until it was 4-3 and I had enough. And Connor McDavid was spectacular last night with the hat trick. The Braves lost ace Mike Soroka for the season. Tore his Achilles running to cover first base or trying to. Your thoughts?
On the field, it's terrible. It's terrible. He was pitching against DeGrom. That's terrible. Last one, the Hurricanes can eliminate the Rangers tonight, will they?
No, your Rangers will win at least one game, Tony, and extend the series.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. I'm back in the studio, Tony. I'm back
Good
in the
you.
Studio.
Vetter Black, happy birthday. Shout out.
Happy trail to everyone.